so fuck there it, he is. It
look at that. There he is.
So we in here.
Dope, dope.
Word up.
Peace. This is Eddie Sancho, Daru, and Kev Brown. How did you guys get started on this project?
So, yeah. So, basically, I've been a fan of Kev Brown for a minute. You know what I'm saying? You know, Boom Bap. Man, so many records. And just remember, you know, following him on Instagram, every time I would see him posting up tracks, I was like, dang. I was like, man, it would be great and honor to work with Kev. And I remember we just started conversing and talking back and forth. I think I may have told Kev that I had some breaks. You know, I have released a sample pack through Native Instruments via this company called Loop Loft. And I think that's how that conversation got started. Is that right, Kev?
Yeah, I think so. Because, you know, we met a long time ago, actually, yes. Right? Like, we met in yes. Detroit. That was the first time I was ever in Detroit. You know what I mean? And
wow.
It was crazy. That was like a movie. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was really super hip hop, like off the plane, like Met Slum Village, bow. You know what I mean? Like and house shoes and everybody. Ooh. And but to make a long story short, we had the show finale. Shout out the finale, you know. And
I was about to say that's what I meant. That's the finale show.
Yeah,
that was because that record came out and Dilla was still alive.
Yeah, the show. That's where I met Daru. And I met mm-hmm. Zoe. I met, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? I met mad people yep. at the show. I forgot that I met you all that time ago. When I met you later on, I thought I was meeting you for the first time. But you showed me a picture. I was like, damn.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Ago. You had proof. Yes, like, we met all that time ago. Mm-hmm. But it took all this time now to like, kind of link up. And like you were saying, you sent me those. And that's where everything kind of started. Because, like, I just made a bunch of beats.
Now I remember that first beat you made and you put it on Instagram and you tagged me in it. And I was like, Eddie, it's the first track that you mixed. Track number one. And he made that track and I was like, yo,